On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
All right, Mark, time for you to try to figure out who the hell is this. We have four 10-second clips of a song that I don't know if you know this or not, but we'll see. You're either going to get it pretty early or you're not going to know it at all. Let's see if you get this one.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this going to be hard?
No, I think this is about a 6.
Okay, all right.
10 being the hardest.
All right, let's play this together out there. If you're in your truck or in your computer, let's go ahead and play track 1. Initially, I was thinking My Life by Billy Joel, but it obviously wasn't.
No.
Eclipse.
No, that's not a bad choice, except for this was way earlier.
Way earlier than Eclipse.
Oh. It is a British band.
British band, okay. Way earlier, so it's probably in the 1990s or 80s, possibly.
Yep, this came out in 1985.
Wow. That did not sound familiar at all. Okay, here we go. Track 2. There's a strange feeling in the air tonight. We look for doors. Is it Bronze?
No, it's not. And I don't even know that band, so...
It sounded familiar.
Yeah, I was a big fan of these guys on these first two albums.
Okay.
British band, definitely AOR.
All right, let's play.
The two main guys in the band have both since died.
Okay.
So the band still exists. I think they put out an album in the past few years, but none of the original members are in the band anymore.
Okay, let me play track 3. Is it Shy?
Yes, that is it.
Or as they're known in America, Shy UK. But I don't know the name of the song yet. Shy. Yeah, I recognize Tony Mills' voice.
Yeah, he's pretty distinctive. And the guitar player, same name as the original bass player from Iron Maiden.
Original bass player from Iron Maiden? Steve Harris? Oh, that's right, yes. Steve Harris. Yeah. I was thinking his name was Dickinson for some reason. But the other Steve Harris died, yes.
Yeah, he died in 2011, and Tony Mills died in 2019.
Yeah, Tony Mills was also in TNT. All right, let's play track 4. Maybe get the name of the song here. Isn't it something like Heading Into the Storm?
Close. It's Brave the Storm.
Brave the Storm. Yeah, that's the name of the album, Brave the Storm, by Shy. Shy UK or Shy England. Shy England or Shy, whatever.
Great album. It kind of reminded me of like Diving for Pearls. It was a Texas band and, you know, really good AOR guitar oriented stuff.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of FM UK or Touch when I started to hear those keyboards. Just thinking of bands like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. All right.
A little more old school than Skin Suit.
Yes. But it's nice to hear. I mean, I don't often listen to Shy.
I wouldn't think so. That's why I picked it.
Yeah. I mean, I like Shy. There's, what's that song? Breaking Down the Walls or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a couple of songs by them I haven't listened to them in decades. So.
Well, there you go. You just did.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now I'm going to make your life a living hell by the one I picked. No, but actually the one I picked for you, this is a band you've actually heard of. It's not super obscure. But I don't know if you know the band. You'll know the band, but I don't know if you know the song by the band.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right. Any clue?
Is it Zebra?
Wow. Off the bat, it is Zebra.
Oh. Wow, I was just stretching. That was a total stretch.
Wow, Zebra. Wow. Do you know the name of the song?
No idea.
Oh, you got the band, so you have to play track two.
Okay, wow.
Three Piece from New Orleans was going to be some of my New Orleans and Long Island. That's the places they play. They're still around. Yeah, Three Piece.
I thought they were from Canada.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of Saga.
They're mostly from New Orleans, but they I think they're based in New Orleans and Long Island, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't get any. It's just,
no, I'm not really sure the name of the song.
Yeah, I saw those guys live once. I saw them open for Cheap Trick at the Universal Amphitheater. They're really good.
How was the singer? Because his style is very distinctive.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, he makes his living mostly doing Led Zeppelin cover band he tours with.
Wow.
So yeah, he sings the Robert Plant stuff, I guess, perfect. And occasionally Zebra will play a show. No, not in the last year, but
they did. They had a song, "Tell Me What You Want," right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want.
I can totally hear him singing Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna get the name of this song because it's off their third album. I think it's the. No. I'll give it to you. It's "Can't Live Without" off of 3.5, which is their third record. But their big album was their first one.
Yeah.
But wow, I can't believe you got it. First 10 seconds. Man. Wow.
Damn it. And you thought you were being hard.
You made that too easy. I made that too easy.
Well, that guy's voice is distinctive, even the oohs he was doing.
All right, here's a bonus question for you. What's his name?
No idea.
He has the same name as the new / old bass player of Journey.
Ross Valerie.
No, the new bass player for Journey.
Oh,
Dog.
Randy Jackson.
Yep, Randy Jackson.
Yeah. I knew that was a guy's name.
Have you seen Randy Jackson lately?
Yeah, he's like 100 pounds.
Yeah, he looks weird, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because I saw him in Journey, and he was a big man.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I tried to watch that Name That Tune with him.
Uh-huh.
It's so overproduced, it's unwatchable.
Yeah, I've seen it once.
It was terrible. It was just brutal to watch.
Yeah, you know what's brutal to watch is the Masked Singer or the Masked Dancer.
I don't watch any of those. I watched like 15 minutes of one, and I thought, this is horrible.
My wife and daughter love that show, and they're bright people. I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's just, it's like the dumbing down of America. It's like, you got to be, my wife is really smart. I think she loves just to wind down and not have to think about, the job.
Not have to worry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like SpongeBob, you're going to like The Masked Singer. And the people on the show, I wonder who it is. They're so overacting.
That's right. Oh, my God, it's him?
I think it's going to be Tom Cruise. Newsflash, Tom Cruise is not going to do your stupid show. It's going to be some C-level person you've heard of once.
Right.
Oh, God.
It, it's the guy that walked in on one of the shows in the 80s that you have no idea who it is, but you've seen his face.
It's the voice of Bart Simpson. Woo! Come on.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Wow, Zebra. Wow, Danny, you definitely won this week.
Man.
Kicking butt.
I won hard.
Taking names. No, I don't, to be honest, I didn't think that was hard either, but I was surprised. I didn't think you listened to Zebra at all.
I think I would have gotten it if I hadn't just pulled out of my ass. I would have gotten it on the third one.
And that happens time to time. We'll just throw out a name. Like, what? How'd you get that? I don't know. Yeah. Wow. On that note, Danny can take his victory lap, and we're going
to... Nice. I'll spend all the money at one place. That's what I'm going to do.
Nice. My hero.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another episode of Cover This, where we make a 30-second clip of a cover song, and you have to guess the name of the song, the name of the original artist, and the covering artist. Sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're hard. This one I know I did previously. I've done the song previously, but I definitely have not done this artist. So, and I think this was a pretty hard one to hard covering artist to get. And I'll be surprised if Mark knows who did the original even. So let's see what we got here, Mark.
A challenge. Okay. Here we go. You just never know in this show. That is a great song. I Don't Need No Doctor. The original band was Humble Pie.
That is incorrect.
Oh, really? So Humble Pie covered it.
Humble Pie covered it. And this is one of my favorite songs. I think I might actually like the version done by Wasp the best.
Really? I know Wasp covered it.
Great.
Whoever's singing there is fantastic. But I don't have a clue who it would be. I saw it.
You definitely like this guy, but this is a big, big, big band.
It's a big band.
I have never seen this band, but this came out on a covers album they did in 2005.
Really? Oh.
This is their keyboard player singing.
Wow. I have no idea. I'm going to say Mr. Big.
No, it might be bigger than Mr. Big.
Bigger than Mr. Big in Japan?
Yeah, well, I don't know. These guys are pretty big in the U.S.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, dying to hear. I want to hear it again, but I can't play it twice. The guy was a fantastic singer. Is it the American band? British band?
American band. The guy singing is the replacement for the original singer. Huge in the 80s. I mean, one of the biggest bands in the world in the 80s.
My guess is the Dead Daisies, but I know it's wrong.
Yeah, the Dead Daisies weren't that big in the 80s.
I know. I'm stumped. Any more clues? Band. Huh? Any more? Okay, I'm just trying to figure out who's the covering band. Any other clues?
Let's see.
And they're huge, you said.
Oh, yeah. There's only two original members left of the original band. We've talked about them today recently.
Wow.
The covers album from 2005. The album was titled Big Bang Theory.
Is that Styx?
That's Styx.
Oh, I never got that based on the cover. That must be Lawrence Gowan singing. Wow, that's a great version of that.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Oh,
yeah, my. It is. And that, the song was originally written by Ashford and Simpson back in 1966.
And they recorded it?
Yeah.
Wow. I knew Ashford and Simpson for their disco songs in the 80s, and I knew they were songwriters.
Yeah.
And the Humble Pie version with Steve Marriott is unbelievable. That guy could sing.
Oh, yep. Yeah, with Peter Frampton playing guitar. So awesome. But when you rock it up like Styx and Wasp and stuff, the song comes out much greater. It's so good.
Wow, that Styx. That's a great version of that. I would have never...
Yeah, check out that album. I was listening to some of it after doing this, and I was like, man, that is good.
Yeah, I have it, but I'm going to dig back into that because, wow, that's fantastic.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. That's what we like about... We like doing this. We have so much music on our hard drives that we forget about. One of us brings it out. It's like, oh, wow, I got to check that out again. Wow.
I think I have enough music right now that would play without repeating a song almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, 24/7.
Yeah, we're constantly finding stuff and sharing stuff with each other. It's like good.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I try to do that. All right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm just floored. Styx. I have to drive to Bakersfield today to listen to that. Cool.
All right. My turn now. Let's see what we got.
Okay.
It's a hard one.
Let me see. I think you're gonna get the original band. I think you're gonna get the songs. It's gonna be easy, but I think the band that's covering is going to be really tough.
Damn it. All right, here we go.
I'm not going to make it easy for you.
Got my girl by my side. We're both a little anxious. Ooh, we got love on our minds. Waiting, anticipating for those fireworks in the night. Well, I swear we were doing 80.
All right.
Okay.
I love that song. Rockin' Into the Night by 38 Special.
Correct. All right. Original band and song.
Original band. God.
No, you got it. It's 38 Special was the original band.
Right.
So no, you got the covering band. This one's kind of tough, but if you know the guy singing, this little band is named after him. If you get the singer, I'll give it to you. It's a guy who's been around since the 80s, and he had two bands in the 80s. They weren't huge, but you know who he is.
Oh, man, and this band is named after him.
Yeah, so it's like the Danny Davis Band or the Marky G Band or the Tony.
Is it the Eric Martin Band?
It is not. That's a good guess. But new. All right. This guy, I'm just going to have to tell you about him. He came from Nashville to L.A. and brought his band, which is named after a football team. And they were kind of successful. They had a guitar player that everybody knows. That band broke up, and then he formed a band, which was just named after his last name.
Damn it.
And it's off. Oh, go ahead.
Ron Keel.
So what's the name of the art? Yes.
The Ron Keel Band.
The Ron Keel Band. Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
My
next clue is going to be, it's also a part of a sailboat. I believe a keel is part of a sailboat, I think.
Man, that would have been lame. Really lame.
Okay, I couldn't come up with anything else. But yes, the Ron.
After Keel, he went kind of country.
He's
Ronnie
done.
Lee Keel.
Yeah, he's done all kinds of things. He still does stuff with his band Keel. He's got his Ron Keel band. You know, he just makes music out there.
Who's the guitar player that everybody knows?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, with Steeler.
Steeler. Yeah. I see. Football team Steeler.
Oh, God. I block them out as all every time I can.
Oh, well, that's your problem. All right. Good job.
All right. Well, that was a good one. Jeez.
Yeah. You got it pretty quick, though.
Well, with some hints.
Oh, yep.
All right.